You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. I am Martina Cunha, and you're listening to Backstage Talk. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today's guest is the amazing and incredible Tanya Pinkins. She is a Tony Award actor and singer who has starred in 9 Broadway shows, including the original Caroline or Change. In addition to being an actress and an author, Tanya is also a playwright, a director, and an educator. You may also have seen her or heard her on The Chicago Strangler, on Discovery, Scandal, Gotham, Madam Secretary, and All My Children. Tanya, I am honored to have you here. Thank you so much for being on Backstage Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am truly honored. So I just went through your bio very quickly, but tell us one random fact and something on your bio that you think it's worth mentioning.
I don't think it's on my bio. I've been to 61 countries.
I love it. I love it. That's quite a lot. I absolutely love it. So Tanya, tell us a little bit about your upbringing in theater and how you ended in this wonderful industry.
I'm from Chicago. And I think my mom used to take me to etiquette classes when I was about 3 or 4. And then when I was maybe 8 or 9, she took me down to some theater classes downtown Chicago. And then she would put me in the modeling classes, you know, at Sears Roebuck. And in elementary school, we had a teacher there who would put on the, you know, the Broadway musicals and rent the costumes so we kids could, you know, wear the really great costumes and stuff like that. And that's my beginning. And then I started working, doing commercials and modeling and industrial films, and did my first professional play when I was 16 years old at the Goodman Theater. And then my first Broadway show when I was 19 years old with Hal Prince and Steve Sondheim, Merrily We Roll Along.
That is incredible. And what a great way to do a debut on Broadway. I mean, with the biggest of all, right? How was that experience like?
It was a really good, a good training for all of the ups and downs of show business, because everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Mm-hmm. And surviving that with the best of the best, it was like, oh, okay, it's good, it's bad, it's up, it's down, and that's what it is.
Yeah, such is life, a roller coaster, right? A merrily roller coaster.
Yes, yes.
I love it. I love it. But let's go back a little bit. Which was your aha moment between etiquette classes, modeling, acting classes, all the way to you starting professionally in the industry?
Gosh, I feel like I have aha moments all the time.
I love it.
I've been living down in Panama, and I think I've been having lots of ahas there, like just realizing how colonized my mind is and really trying to, you know, peel back the layers of the onions and always remember that whatever I think, it's so small in the scheme of all there is to know, and to always be willing to let go of what I think I know, because I don't know anything.
I love it. And as a performer, it's a constant process, right? Of like deconstructing what we think we know about acting whenever you start a new role, right? Or whenever you change a cast, whenever you start with a new director.
I feel like every night for me is a new performance. It's a new day. It's a new audience. It's a new weather. I'm not the same person. And I just had the privilege of doing Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. And I think I could do that show for years and not know everything that she was doing in that play. There's still moments where, like, you know, I feel like there should be a laugh there. And I tried 49 different ways in the 49 performances, never got it, you know? So there's just more to work on.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You have a vast experience under your belt, right? You've done a lot of theater. You've been on Broadway several times, but why musicals and why Broadway?
Well, Broadway is the pinnacle of musicals other than the West End in London. Mm-hmm. I've never played the West End yet, may never get to. I think, you know, when you're growing up and the shows that come on TV, which is how everybody learns about everything, it's Broadway. And so I would see the Tony Awards and dream of getting to be there and win one and stuff like that.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love that you keep dreaming on always pushing yourself a little bit forward, a little bit higher to the next step. I just really love that. So how would you summarize all your journey in the industry? You just mentioned that you constantly have aha moments and new discoveries about who you are, not only as a person, but also as a performer, as a professional. So how would you summarize all of it?
I don't know that there's really a way to summarize it, but curious and creative, you know, curious and creative. I made my first feature film that came out last December, Red Bill. I turned that into a game. I feel like everything I do is just about being creative and allowing the sort of divine force that animates everything to express in, through, and as me. So I'm always looking for how to express more of that fully.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Love it. Let's double click on your feature film, on Red Pill. You've been on stage, you've been on camera several times, on TV, on other films, but you've also directed, you've also written. How has it been the experience of changing the hats between one thing and the other?
Well, making the movie was super empowering. I like being the boss.
You are. Let me tell you, you are a boss.
I like being the boss and just giving me that, you know, bird's eye view where you see all of the things. And so I think that coming back from that, having to manage every single detail, I bring that to my work as an actor too. Seeing all the details and just, and just feeling aware of what we do as artists should be praised and celebrated. And so often artists are treated as if they're disposable. And I think artists are the soul of a civilization.
Yes. Yes. And I think that that was personally what hit closest to home when COVID hit back in March 2020, when at the distance, all the way here in Colombia, I was just seeing images of Broadway being closed, something that I never, ever would have imagined, of a lot of TV and film studios stopping their productions because everyone had to be home. So Yes, artists usually are treated
as disposable. All of those artists who made things for you to be able to watch when you were at home, people started making things in their own homes and stuff.
Yes. So, it's been like a wild, wild journey of reckoning and knowing that art is so very much needed for anything to move forward, right? Mm-hmm. Because we see society as a whole is always looking for the next way to express itself. And it's usually through art first, and then the rest comes by. So mm-hmm. yeah, I agree with you on that. I absolutely agree. Tanya, what piece of advice would you give those youngsters, or maybe not that youngsters anymore, that want to be in the industry, that want to enter this industry?
I would say, become the help that you think you need. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah, like rub that mic.
Become the help that you think you need.
Yes. What a beautiful, beautiful piece of advice, because we all need, for me, it's always been all the ships rise with the tide. And lately for me, I've been valuing so much when someone speaks my name when I am not in the room. Mm-hmm. That is the kind of people that I want around and I want to work with. So absolutely. I loved that. Tanya, before we close, which are your top five favorite musical theater shows?
Well, I picked six because I'm in one of the five. So I'm going to give you six.
I love it. Go ahead.
So Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
Evita. Carolina Change. Falsetto Land. City of Angels. And The Band's Visit.
Oh, The Band's Visit. Yes. Yes, I love those six. My last question for you. As I've said before, your journey is amazing. And I know that what you have in front of you will be even better. How would you define the Broadway community?
I hope right now Broadway's going through its own reckoning and a transition to make it something needs to change. You know, mm-hmm. it's been known as the Great White Way for a long time, and that needs to change. I think some good options would be for Broadway to be in all five boroughs, so that there were Broadway eligible theaters in Queens and Bronx and Brooklyn. But the Broadway community of artists is very generous, always giving of their time to raise money to help those in need. So a really, really generous community.
I love it. Tanya, from the bottom of my heart, all the way here from Colombia, I'm sending you hugs. Thank you so much for being here. It is an honor to have you.
Mucho gusto. Hasta luego.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.